Into the freaking garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, eating people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
Hello and welcome to this spooktacular edition of DWN Productions. THC podcast sponsored Rifraz custom shirts on this boygob.com. Hello, young Joseph. How are you on this eve?
Good.
That is very lovely to hear. So how was your week?
Week bad.
How bad was it, young Joseph? All the paint off the mouth of this mask is going to be scratched off before the night is over. The inside already smells like all the beer that fell in the chin.
I am, as always, having trouble sharing this shit.
Oh, I forgot to do that myself. Maybe I should if I could find my phone and actually see it. So how was your week? Mine seemed like it was very long this week for some reason.
We're talking last week, right? Yeah.
You know, the week coming up, you fuck.
Oh, yes. That week. It sucked, too. I haven't even lived that week yet, and I'm sure it sucks.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I don't know why, but this week just kind of crawled at a snail's pace for me.
You make masks this week.
I did. And I am done with all the Halloween orders, and they are all shipped out.
Arrived December 3rd.
Thank you, UPS. USPS, I mean. Like the little gentle fellow in the middle, yes? I'm glad to see that you dressed up as the logo with a beard.
No, have orange.
Well, did you watch any spooktacular movies this week?
Los Spookies.
So spookies.
Funny. Los Spookies, Tom, is about a group of special effects enthusiasts, much like yourself, except they are of the Latin leaning instead of the greaseball leaning. They get together and decide to make a business to help people with their problems. Like if you need a house haunted or somebody's scared out of the house, they'll do it for you.
Like if dirty work with monsters.
Yes, exactly. That's what it is. But without Norm MacDonald, because he's not Mexican and, well, he's dead. But I dig it. It's a fun show. It's 30 minutes. And it's
it spooky?
No, it's not as spooky at all. It's just silly. You know, silly.
Would recommend.
I would.
And it is a television show?
Pay for cable television.
I see. I can't really see my list, Joe. However, I do have a stack of DVDs right here that I think I'm touching.
But at least your earpiece isn't falling this time.
Because it's stuck in the mask.
Very good. I gotta say, Jack-O-Lantern is one of my favorite Spider-Man's villains. Too bad we won't meet him until the 80s.
And not in the Spider-Man comic either. It's in fucking Machine Man or something.
No, oh, he's in Spider-Man's too.
But that's where he debuted. But I have three DVDs here that we will be giving away tonight. No, we won't. We will announce who wins them next week. So wherever you are watching this and listening, you have to go to a place where you watch it to win. Tee-hee! Just leave a comment and we'll pick the only two people that commented, except Billy. You can't win again this week, you fuck. But the next contest, you can. Just give someone else a chance.
Comment good.
So leave a comment saying anything, please. And we'll send you a DVD. A spooktacular DVD. I remember, I don't know why it's hurting my head to talk like this.
You old Tom.
Yes, I think. Well, that's however long we've been going for. That's as long as it was gonna be for. Let me try and resituate myself. Hello and welcome to DWN Productions THC Podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts here at boygob.com. Spooktacular Halloween!
It's our spooktacular episode. We've been doing this for how many years, Tom?
Seven
fucking years, lucky. And one of you is going to get lucky with a comment or something, and you're going to win three pieces of shit.
No. There's videos of this in like five places now. YouTube, on the Fancy Dan page, the fucking podcast page on Facebook, Joe's fucking page, my fucking page, and the DWN page. Three people, you comment. We're going to pick three people, and then I'm going to send them just a great DVD. It's that simple. It's that simple.
That simple.
Speaking of simple, Joe, I rewatched Psycho 2. I said, well, shit, I watched Psycho 3 last week. Why not work backwards?
Psycho 2, he's fresh out of the asylum. And heads back to the fucking hotel, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And the Tilly girl, the one without tits, meets him, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's all I remember.
She fakes the funk.
And yeah, they're running the scam there. On him. Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking bitch. And then who's going to get hit in the head with a shovel? Some you are. Knock that sandwich out of your fucking face, you whore. Bing!
Yeah, they do the old, like, fucking pull the tablecloth out from under the plates and shit and say, hey, I was your mom this whole time, right?
But she wasn't.
I don't fucking know.
His mom was the bitch he was fucking. Well, I mean, that's what that movie, the shit's about. About a guy fucking his mom, and then she dies, and he becomes her.
Hey, it's based on a true story.
We'll get to that.
Sorta.
We'll get to that.
It's kind of beyond belief, if you ask me.
Dude, I totally was gonna just fucking go for it and be like, Hellboy, because the Nazis were real.
So was I.
But I was just like,
Excalibur, because England is a place.
Jurassic Park, dinosaurs.
Because that one guy is fat.
So what'd you watch?
I watched the final season of Goliath.
Was Davey in this one?
No, Baby was not in this one. This is the...
Dave's not here, man.
Billy Bob Thornton TV show where he's an attorney, but he's got kinds of problems, you know, because you can't have just a straight-laced main character anymore. Your character's got to have problems or they're not interesting. So he's an alcoholic, so that's cool. He's got issues with his family. That's cool. All relatable shit. And each season has been like a big case, you know, like I don't remember what the first or second was. The third one was like some water rights issues. This one is about Big Pharma, you know, Big Pharma that everybody loves because they've given the world the vaccines and have saved the world. Take the vaccines, take the vaccines. You got to trust science. Yeah, fucking trust science, but don't trust fucking Big Pharma, you dumb fucks. All right.
When you call me Big Pharma.
Fucking dumb people. But yeah.
Don't you mean
hopefully this reminds people what pieces of shit pharmaceutical companies are. They are. And they've made fucking who knows how much money. Who knows how much money the governments are paying them right now for these fucking vaccines or whatever. You know, the shit that doesn't work because everybody's dying anyway. But anyway, good show. Highly recommended.
Excuse me. Well, Joe, have you ever heard of the movie Funny Games?
I have. That's the one with Dudley Moore, right?
No, I thought it was the one with Devin Sawa.
Devin Sawa.
The gentle fellow from The Fanatic.
The Fanatic.
And Idle Hands.
Oh, is that the one where Wesley Snipes is a pitcher?
No, he's a catcher in that one.
Oh, okay.
But we'll get to that when we do. Oh, we already did our favorite sports movie, so I guess we won't get to that one.
We did that twice.
But yeah, I remember a movie coming out years ago called Funny Games, and I thought Devin Sawa was in it, but it's not. It's just some bootleg version of him.
Because it's German or some shit, right?
Yeah, I didn't even end up watching that shit. Because there was an original version that Criterion put out, and it didn't even come with the remake, even though it was a shot-for-shot fucking remake, the same exact movie. But one was in Austrian, and I was lucky enough to read that fucking movie. I didn't care for it, Joe. I got it on the Criterion sale. Luckily for me, I didn't get it through the Criterion sale. I got it on Amazon, so I got it cheaper and the next day. And same shit happened with the Shocktober or Scream Factory, whatever sale they got going on now. Ordered my shit from Amazon. Got it the next day and cheaper. Thanks, everybody who's still waiting. Fucks. But, yeah, I didn't care for it. It's a home invasion movie. Like, the guy, the two guys, not break in, but it's a home invasion movie, and the one killer, like, talks and winks to the camera a lot. There's one part in it where they fucking pick up a remote control and just rewind the movie and start over again. And at that point, I was like, all right, fuck this movie. I didn't really care for it before. Like, I could deal with, all right, I mean, the acting's good. I don't really care for anything else. Like, they were acting good with their misery and shit. But as soon as he picked up that remote and rewinded it, I'm just like, nope, this is going in the for sale bin, you fuck. And it is. So if you'd like to get the fucking Austrian version of Funny Games, hit me up. $16 shipped in the U.S. Watched once.
I saw this one way back in the Blockbuster days. It was a blind rent. Didn't know what the fuck it was. Like, you didn't know it was a foreign movie. But, yeah, it was... Home invasion movies are the only kind of movies that disturbs me because, you know, that shit can happen. And, you know, you don't want anything bad to happen to your family, loved ones, or whatever. And to be helpless, you know, to do anything about it. But, yeah, this movie, when it hits that scene with the remote control, okay, so this is a fantasy movie now because, you know, this guy's got fucking superpowers. And, you know,
Adam Sandler is cool.
I still enjoyed it, but, well, I wouldn't say enjoy it, you know, but, you know, I was still, like, intrigued by the movie, but once it takes that turn, it's like, okay, well, they're not going to escape, because these guys can fucking do anything at any point, you know, so it's going to end on a sour note, which I think horror movies should end on anyway, but yeah, this is definitely not a movie for everybody. Or hardly anybody.
And I don't think that kid needed to take his pants off, but that's just me. I don't know how you felt.
I don't remember that. So I don't know.
Just like out of nowhere, the kid's like, ooh, I got muddy pants. I better take them off so this guy doesn't follow me. It's fucking weird.
I do that on occasion. Shit, I got muddy pants. Let me take these off.
Oh, you got to take these off and then run around like I'm a 21-year-old lady in my boyfriend's shirt.
Yeah, you wouldn't want that because, Tom, you would grab the remote and just fucking rewind that again and again.
Yeah, I wasn't awesome. And like, I was like, all right, they killed the dog, so this is already not great. But Planet Terror killed the dog, and that movie's awesome.
Is the... Are the special features in Austria?
I didn't bother, dude. I didn't fucking bother because the movie sucked. What I did do was skim through the American remake, and it is a shot-by-shot remake just in fucking English. It has, like, Tim Roth and some person, I forget who, and then a black kid they adopted as their kid.
Like,
which, I mean, it's whatever, but...
Naomi Watts or something, right?
Yeah. And then I think it was Michael B. Jordan in one of his first roles, but I can't remember. Before he was the Human Torch.
He's the guy that's Darth Vader now?
No. That's Kylo Ren.
Okay. He's the British guy, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Mate.
Yeah.
So, Joe, what did you watch?
My head stopped hurting now that I stopped doing that shit.
I watched Hot Moves.
Hey, can you hold on?
Yeah.
So, you know, Joe, it is the season, and I know you just watched a whole slew of spooktacular fucking Halloween movies. So how about you run down these hoes with your scariest one to your least scariest one?
Okay. The scariest one. Fear Street,
No, God damn it. Talk about your boner comedy since they're not horror movies and have nothing to do with Halloween.
I watch hot moves. Unlike some people that's like, oh, I'm going to watch 31 Days of Horror. Fuck you. I'll watch whatever I want. So I watch hot moves. And this is about a guy that fucking decides to leave Alabama and go to college so he can get laid. And the whole movie is just him trying to get laid, and it's a series of gags with him just fucking not getting laid, just fucking it up. And he's getting schooled on how to get laid by some old black man that lives in a shack in the woods.
Like that fucking Kids Not Taking a Bath movie.
And he's got a friend named Studley that's trying to help him out too.
But Studley Moe.
Nothing's working. Nothing's working for this guy. The women in this movie are not very attractive. There's a lot of nudity, but you don't really give a fuck, you know, because the movie's so bad. There's nothing sexy about it. It is. It's a weird fucking movie. It's really offensive. It's really offensive. And I'm not a person that gets offended. I mean, this guy is wearing a Dixie flag shirt throughout, or whatever they call that flag, you know, the fucking Confederate Army flag.
The flag of the losing team.
Right, yeah. And then when they show his room, he has that flag, like, all over the place. And
hell maybe, yeah, free birds.
Maybe it wasn't as racist then when they made this movie in like 83 or whatever, but I think it was. This movie doesn't fucking hold time well. It's a piece of shit, Tom. It's a piece of shit. And that's I'm sorry. It's called The Party Animal, not Hot Moves. I'll get to Hot Moves next. The Party
Animal. It's all the same shit. The accents are changed.
Would not recommend, but I know some people that listen to the show are pretty racist. So,
but I hope not.
It's on YouTube.
If you're fucking racist, don't listen to this show. Joe's trying to change. It's just hard. But fuck off. We don't need you here, you fucking dildos.
Yeah.
You can be racial and make your jokes, but if you're a racist, you can get the step in, you some bitch. Racism bad.
No.
Oh, all right. Next boner movie.
Next one is Hot Moves, the one I thought I was just talking about. This is about five friends that, you know, they're just finishing their junior year. They're going into senior year, and they make a pact that, like, hey, we got to get laid this summer.
Fuck.
You know, so it's a series of gags of each one of them trying to get laid and not getting laid. It's pretty fucking weak. I'm trying to remember some of the gags, but this is a very forgettable movie. They're all forgettable because I'd seen them all. And as I'm watching all these movies, I'm remembering like one scene or two scenes. Like in this one, fuck. No, I don't remember. But they use a lot of not stock footage. Like a third of the movie, or no, a quarter of the movie is just scenes of people performing on Venice Beach. You know, like breakdancing and skateboarding or singing a song or something.
And like what? What kind of songs did they sing?
Fuck, I don't know. It was, like I said, very forgettable. Very forgettable.
That's a fact.
This one, the women are more attractive than in the last one I talked about. A lot more attractive. But that's the benefit. There's a lot of tits and ass in it. But it's not good. It's not a good movie at all. Hot Moves, fucking lame as shit. And then
never mind.
I watched Screwballs.
The only one that I've actually heard of.
Yeah, because this was distributed by our friends over at Severin. And
at where?
Severin Films.
Oh,
at
shit.
Severin.com. This movie is a Canadian sex comedy. And I guess following on the success that Porky's had, they thought, well, fuck, we'll make a bundle too. All we have to do is throw a bunch of tits on the screen.
We talked about how the Porky's movies suck fucking dicks, right?
Well, like that one, this one is set in like the 50s. You know, I don't know what it is with the Canadians loving the 50s, but...
who doesn't?
There's a scene...
kids and shit?
Where they go to the drive-in and they're watching a movie that they say is The Wild Women of Wongo, but it's not. They're watching The Arena, which came out in like 73 or something. So there's some time travel going on. And this movie, the plot of it is there's five guys.
Oh, shit, making cheeseburgers and shit.
They meet in detention. And their goal
is... That's how you know it's me. I did this.
To see... there's one girl in school that nobody's been able to fuck. And their goal is just to see her tits.
Wouldn't their goal be to have sex with her? Not forcefully, right?
Canadians are more polite, so they just want to see her tits. And so the movie is...
Can I kiss your pecker?
It's a series of hijinks, you know, just them with their plans to see her tits. And they finally do at the end, the very end. She's up there singing the national anthem at some school function, and they use magnets so her dress flies off.
And unfortunately for us, she had a double mastectomy.
Well, none of the chicks in this movie aren't very attractive either, so this is not... It's a dud. But I'll tell you something, man, that Blu-ray... For some reason, when you look it up, it's selling for like 40, 50 bucks. Hey, you want it from me because I've got a sealed copy because I watched it on YouTube. 20 bucks. 20 bucks, people. You heard it here first.
Well, I mean, I'll buy it for 20 bucks and then fucking sell it for double.
All right.
I mean, just sell it for $5 and everybody else is selling it for.
Done. I'll bring it to the wedding.
All right. You still got to fucking tell me how much I owe for those shirts.
I'll have the Horrorholics tell you. They'll be there.
And you got to let me know, or hopefully bring those other shirts. Because I need those other shirts for November.
When do you leave?
It's a good question, Joe. Right now, I'm just taking every day as every day.
Hey, so am I, you know. But I'll tell you something, man. With all the 4Xs and 5Xs and 3Xs you're getting, you may be shit out of luck, buddy. You need to find some thinner friends.
No, I mean, I would say, hey, man, why don't we all just help each other out so we can fucking be healthy? But what's the reason of being healthy? So you can live long enough to get a fucking disease and then die?
I'm just saying you need a thinner fan base.
Fuck you.
All right?
Snacks, that way we can go to a place. I've grown 10 fucking pounds this month.
You know, a lot of restaurants, they have booths.
Scary cakes.
Okay, that way you can slip into the booth real easily.
Dude, all right. We went to a fucking restaurant yesterday or the day before, and we sat at a table. And I don't know why, considering the current circumstances of everybody and all, but the tables were real close together. So I had to, like, just scoot out a little bit so I can get up, because you've been out to eat with me. I got some long-ass legs, and I can't sit at most tables. So I tried to get up on that table, and I almost flipped that fucking thing because my knees were still under the table when I got up. I almost flipped that whole fucking table over. It went like this. Shit was starting to come off, and I had to push it back down and sit down for a second. It was fucked up. But, you know. That's just the plight of being a giant fat fucking guy, so.
Rough stuff, man. Rough stuff.
Hard times, daddy.
Mm-hmm. Heavy times. Heavy
times. And no, it wasn't so much being fat. It was just fucking having some big ass legs, long legs. Daddy! You ever seen a movie called Grotesque?
No.
You ever see the art for a movie called Grotesque?
I don't believe so.
It's real shitty. It reminds me of like Pink Floyd, The Wall. Isn't it like some just like shitty stretched out face screaming or something on the wall?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's how the cover of this movie is. I was like, I don't want to fucking see this. And then I just came across it on YouTube. So I was just like, all right, I'll watch it.
I want to see this.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good, man. there's like, it goes into three or four different genres, just fucking, it's fucking, it's crazy. It's a fun one for sure. Like the end, they just have fun and saying this is what it is. Some punk rock, quote unquote, movie punk. Everybody talks like this because I'm punk rock, motherfucker. And they all talk like that. And they go to rob Linda Blair's dad because he's a special effects guy. So, you know, he's just rolling in the money.
He's got
just money just sitting all around. So they find out he doesn't have money and kill him. But it turns out their deformed son is hiding in the walls.
Their grotesque son, you mean?
Fuck yeah. And then it goes on to be like three different movies from there. It's on YouTube. Definitely fucking check it out for that. But
Hold on, let me write down an idea. I have top 10 movies where people live in walls.
Top 10 movies where motherfuckers look like nutsacks. It's on YouTube. I would say watch it, especially. Watch it for Halloween. Watch it for Halloween, for sure.
I'll be at a fucking wedding. But anyway.
Would recommend. Hopefully when this is released by Vinegar Syndrome at some point, they'll fucking get much better art. Yeah. It is garbage.
They'll make some good art for it, you know, like New York Ninja and shit like that. Yeah. Tom, I watched the HBO Max release this week, the big one, Dune.
Oh, shit. With Pinky Demon and The Rock and shit.
This is a movie that maybe eight people have been excited to watch for months and months since they have announced it. And I'm a Dune fan.
BFG.
And I thought it was pretty good. I enjoyed it, Tom. You know, this isn't your typical Star Wars bullshit where it's just some, you know, bitchery out in space. No, this has a story, man. This is like fucking about religion and fucking classism and race. And okay, and it is a white savior story. This is about a white dude going in and tell people like, no, this is how your culture works, and this is how you gotta fucking do it to save your race. And you know, so it's got that against it, but this is well done. In the two other versions they've made of Dune, the main character, who's supposed to be a real young kid, like 17 or whatever, it's been 25-year-olds and shit. But no, this time, yeah, they got a kid that maybe it looks young enough. Yeah. And it's fucking good, man. It's one of these 2.5-hour movies. Like every fucking big movie has to be 2.5-3 hours. But I didn't get bored with this shit like I did with the Marvel movies. You know, it's like, hey, you know, fucking Hawkeye's sad. Let me fucking get on my phone and see what the fuck's going on anywhere else. This one kept my interest.
Oh, shit. I just noticed you actually have the bolts in your neck.
I do.
It's funny. Good for you.
That shit hurt, but. This is a 10-minute. I came home from this thing. It's, oh, shit, I'm supposed to be in costume. Lisa, what do we got? Okay, we got black, white, green, and red.
I got a Jack Pierce it up, motherfucker.
All right, I got this going. I saw a documentary on this. I know how to do it. Yeah. Yeah, Tom made a mask for like an hour and then fucking broke the mold or something. Documentary that I watched. Anyway.
So what number Dune movie is this? I'll admit, because I don't care. I'm a rebel, Joe.
Right, you're a Star Wars fan.
I don't know. I've heard the name Dune. I don't know what it's about or how many movies there are, but this is a remake or?
Yeah, this is a – Dune's like a kind of like a political drama. You know, it's like families in space that have these kingdoms or whatever. and there's one planet that that has this element there that they try to harvest because it elongates your life and does shit like that. But
fucking be better if it elongated your penis, right? Well,
it probably does that too, because there's a lot of worm motifs in the movie.
Oh shit, wormwood.
There's a race of people living there because it's a fucking planet and they're getting fucked over, and you know, there's a lot of parallels to like those moose lambs and
hey, you fuck
like that. That's just a thing I learned from watching Race War, the remake.
Malanaga.
Yeah. I don't think you would dig it though, Tom. It's not for you.
No, Race War is fucking good shit, man.
But you know what? In I think it was Hot Moves. No, the Party Animal. There's a long extended fart joke that you might dig.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Tom.
You like movies about pumpkin-headed fucks?
No.
There's not many. I don't think there's any good ones.
There's one called Pumpkin-Headed Fuck. No, just pumpkin.
And that's not awesome.
It's not. I remember liking it when it came out, then I watched it again. Man, this shit's boring.
Yeah. I mean, Pumpkinhead looks cool.
It looks really cool.
In the old transfers, you used to be able to see his sneakers. But, I mean, I have it. It's not great. Like, fucking, what's his nuts? Ed Harley and his fucking teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jacko! I watched Jacko. This is yet another movie where Linnea shows her Quigleys, if you catch my meaning. Her tits are out. Of course there are. That's why we hired her. Oh, that's kind of sad. And then a guy with a pumpkin head shows up in a sickle, and not much happens.
Would not recommend?
No, I've had this for a while. I usually watch it with the commentary like I did this time. I don't know if it's a work or not, but like it's the guy who made it and the producer. The producer's not really even fucking with him hard. He's just saying like, haha, you remember when that fucking critic said your movie was a shit pickle? And he was like, oh, you told me you weren't going to bring this up. And he storms off and he just gets mad at like little not big shit this guy seems like, this is the only chance I had to make a movie and you're shitting on me. But I used to think it was funny, and now I'm just like, yeah, I think this could be fucking a work or some
shit. Sounds like a work. I recommend if you're going to watch this movie, watch a bootleg or watch it somewhere. Download
it. Have you ever seen it?
Do not purchase it at all, you know. But just go the fucking rebel route. You know, go punk rock and just fucking download it.
Have you ever seen it?
Nope.
It looks like a shot on video movie, but it's not. So that's surprising. But not a lot happens, but I would recommend it just because it sucks. And it is kind of Halloween-y because it's a pumpkin-headed guy. And really, there should be more pumpkin-headed guy fucking movies. And there should fucking, can somebody out there please make a fucking worth a fuck scarecrow movie? That would be awesome. Everybody's like, oh, Dark Knight of the Scarecrow. Whoa, go watch Scarecrows. Both those fucking suck.
What about the Wizard of Oz, you fuck?
If I only gave a fuck.
What about Michael Jackson as in The Wiz?
No. So someone out there can make a good fucking scarecrow horror movie, that'd be great. I thought Scary Stories was, nope, that wasn't it. So far Slash is still the best one, and I'm scared to go back and rewatch it because I don't think I'm gonna like that shit, Joe. But whatever the fuck I was talking about, Jacko, I would say only watch it around Halloween with excessive amounts of alcohol, even though it's been in my fucking collection for years and it's still going to remain in my collection. And somehow I got beer in my fucking nose.
And as Tom said,
all around there, there's beer.
Or get a bootleg copy. Do not pay for it.
No, I wouldn't.
Mm-mm.
Definitely wouldn't. Did you watch any? Fuck, remember when you said something about white people and I went earlier?
Yeah.
All this fucking shit. There's like you beer back on it. Yeah, dude. It just went.
That's what you get for being clever, you fuck. Little Shop of Horrors.
Little Shop of Horrors.
I've been working long nights at the shop. I came home, I think Friday or Saturday, I don't know. Lisa had the projector set up outside.
Fuck yeah.
And the kids and her were watching Little Shop of Horrors. And
fuck no.
I dig this movie. I think it's great. I think it's one of the best singing plant eating movies out there with a dentist in it and Rick Moranis. It's good. It's fun. It's good. It's a good movie, Tom. And it's also a true story because there are people that sell like Venus flytraps and shit like that. You know? You
can buy them at Walmart. They have them as impulse items at the garden center.
It's maybe beyond belief, but it's true.
I wrote this week. I actually wrote down what stories were true and false, but of course I forgot it in the shop.
I only watched three segments.
What?
Or did I?
Fuck. We'll find out when I say, all right, Joe, what was the fourth one? Because my paper's in there. So we'll see. You fuck. Let me take a sip of this and I'll see what the fuck I did.
Okay.
This is a full one. Fuck. Ah, shit. I watched Halloween 3, Season of the Witch. Go figure.
Mask movie.
It was a classic back then. It's a fucking classic now. It's still great. All he wanted to do was keep the children from feeling pain and suffering. And that son of a bitch motherfucker thinking with his cock fucked it all up. Fucked it all up. If he only didn't have that sexy mustache, Joe, we could have fucking saved the children.
I gotta admit, and I'm not a fan, but Tom Atkins is really good in this. You know, he's a, you know, drunk dad that don't give a shit about his own kids.
You know, I bought you a cat mask, you fuck.
But he wants to save everybody else's kids. Go figure.
If he wanted to save their kids, he would have let the plan go through.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking
save them a lifetime of misery. Tell you, those kids, by the look of them, those fucking fucks, they probably would have started their own businesses and just been miserable. Miserable the rest of their damn lives.
You just could have took care of all of that and swept it under the rug.
Mm-hmm.
He fucked it up. He mucked up the works, as some would say.
Yeah.
And like I heard recently that fucking Blumhouse shit. Oh, yeah, we're, you know, I'd make a Halloween 3 sequel. And like, what would it be? Though we're going around collecting bugs and studying them. Like, oh, we found out.
Like, what? How many times they do the Silver Shamrock theme in that movie?
I don't know.
It's pretty good. Falling
down, falling down, falling down. I'd watch it if it was like an A24 movie and it just like follows the misery of two parents coping with the death of their children.
I would do a prequel on how he got Stonehenge over there.
Just a couple of helicopters.
All the people that he killed along the way, you know, with the robots doing all the killing.
Oh, shit. Those robots were drunk. Fucking Irish bots. Yeah, I'm going to have to say no on that. Sorry.
Well, Tom, since we are edging up on Halloween, I decided to continue my foray into the Halloween films. The last one I saw, Jamie said, fuck it, and cut his head off. But...
And now that was awesome, right?
It's Halloween.
Like, that's just like, yeah, that's how you end the Halloween series. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Lee Jerklin cuts his head off with an axe and we're out, this motherfucker.
Motherfucker's dead. Unless he gets resurrected as he did in Halloween Resurrection. Now, this is another movie that I've not seen all the way through. Caught it on cable way, way back. Watched the first segment, which is Jamie Lee Jerklin is in the asylum.
Jimmy!
Because she killed a man. She killed a man. Not yeah. Michael Myers. Turns out Michael Myers pulled the old switcheroo. You know, and he put on a paramedic outfit and put a paramedic whose larynx he had crushed so that guy couldn't talk and say, no, he's not Michael Myers. He put him in the Michael Myers shit. So that's the guy whose head she cut off, not her brother, Michael Myers. So Michael Myers comes back and she gets him in like a fucking Wile E. Coyote trap. He's hanging there and she's like, oh, I got to be sure. I got to look at, you know, your face and make sure it's really you. And he fucking, I don't know, stabs her and throws her off the building or something. She's dead. So back in the day, that's when I stopped. I turned the rest of the movie off.
You didn't get to see the part where fucking old Mike gives his shit to a collector?
No. But now I have. Now I have. Now I've seen the rest of the movie.
Oh, and, John Wayne Gacy buried all the people in his basement, whatever year. But bye-bye, I'm the big fat guy who Corey Feldman allegedly pimped Corey Haim out to and then got chopped up for trying to give a pissed off guy a candy bar on Friday the 13th.
This plays very much like a made for sci-fi movie.
But that's all hearsay. I don't know.
It's not fucking good. This movie, I was surprised to see Katie Sackhoff in it. I didn't know she'd been acting that long, and she's great in it. Her part's good.
Who's that? Bootleg ass Brittany Murphy?
Yeah. Yeah. Tyra Banks is on there. It's like, all right, let's see her get killed. No, you don't see her get killed. Nope. Not at all.
Why is she in this movie?
No.
Because it's urban.
You got, who is it in there?
Busta Rhymes.
Busta Rhymes, yeah.
He's the only reason to watch this fucking movie. Granted, I'm biased because I'm in the flip mode squad. But, everything else is garbage. Busta Rhymes is the only reason.
Yeah. This, like, hey, you could have just made a different horror movie with him and it might have been fun. But this is just shit. This is fucking awful.
Halloween8fear.com.
Yeah. So, yeah, they bring Michael back and, like, they're doing a reality show in his old house that now has, like, big tunnels and he has a fucking secret base underneath there. So
I watched this shit with the commentary track, and when it just has the one guy fucking going to the computer room and turning on the thing to watch the live feed, the director's like, now watch this, pay attention as it goes on. You'll see that more people fill up the room and watch.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, no shit.
Thanks for letting us know.
One of the worst commentary tracks I've ever heard, and that includes the Exorcist commentary track where fucking freaking just tell it's like the fucking audio version of the movie.
Now she's going to the cupboard and she is going to get a cup out of the cupboard.
I'll just get the audible. You fuck, he's shut up.
Water. Yeah, it's like he's doing it for the deaf, you know? It's like.
But yeah, like they thought they were making a good movie. It sucks when you fucking you listen to this shit and people think like they were making a good movie and the art of filmmaking and all that.
Yeah. So this is what, part 8? Part 7? Yeah.
Part 8.
Okay. So the thing is, you know, as I've watched all of these, you know, 8 of them and the other two, the fucking more recent ones, I'm like, why does this shit have such a huge fan base?
Because as I said time and time again, it's the character.
All right. And like that first movie, that's a good movie.
And remembering Halloween Kills when they were like, yeah, this is a continuation of the first movie. He got up and Dr. Loomis was like, Shazam. You remember? I remember. That was awesome. And then they made that little midget guy kill himself. Fuck, evil dies tonight. Fuck.
God yeah. Damn. No, I mean.
Come yeah, on, I, Joe. Evil dies tonight. Evil dies tonight.
Evil, I'm glad for on. That because I did make a shirt and it's selling pretty well. Thank you, Halloween franchise, for putting a
few bucks in my pocket. Fucking bitch. Fucking bitch. Evil dies tonight.
Hey, Tom.
What's up, Doc?
You ever been to a bar where they have a talent contest?
Fuck no. I've been to this bar once where there was a bunch of black girls trying to pull money out of your pockets.
Once.
I was so drunk. I wonder how the driver felt.
Speaking of being drunk, Tom, I watched Fear Street, 1994.
Damn, Fear Street, Atlanta, GA. Fear Street in the whole USA.
Now, given I was drunk, but this movie was pretty good. Now, I'm going to have to rewatch it. Because I don't remember a whole lot of it, but what I remember was good. And I don't know shit about the Fear Street books. Like, I'm not
I mean, you don't know shit, period. So how about you go fuck yourself?
Like, this was, I know something that you were a big fan of. You were always saying, like, oh, yeah, at all, Fear Street. I didn't do Goosebumps.
Fucking man thing.
Okay, you know,
man thing.
But I do Fear Street. Yeah. Are those books good, Tom, or not? Because this was all right.
I don't know. Those were a little too advanced for me.
For your reading level. I get you. I get you. I don't know. They're, you know, it's about two lesbians that
go you to call them lesbros. Don't be crude.
They go to different schools and there's like some ghost or entity or something after them. And I don't know. Then all of a sudden, there's three ghosts.
The ghost of heterosexuality.
I guess it's explained in the other Fear Street movies because there's three of them, but they go back in time like fucking Huey Lewis.
Back in time. So are they going back in time or he'll be back in time?
In the middle of the street. Yeah. So I'll watch this one again. With a sober eye, and maybe I'll like it as much as I did the first time. Maybe not. And then I'm gonna go and watch the other ones because fucking, we're coming up to 28 days of horror in November. Yeah. No.
What?
No, I'm just eager to start
watching October.
Eager to start watching dog movies in December.
Long, dude. All right. When December hits, everybody, I'm questioning even doing a fucking live stream because that is one that you really have to experience on the audio only version on boygob.com. That, like, long December, we can't do it on YouTube. We'll get shut the fuck down. But if you go to boygob.com, you will enjoy the long December episode so much more.
Back to Skype.
Guarantee. But also, right here, you can hear me tapping them. I'm not going to show you, but I got three DVDs to give away that we will give away or announce who won them on next week's show.
Criterions, baby. Criterions.
No. But
Mill Creek.
No, but all you have to do,
or whatever that fucking label is,
movie video distribution.
VD.
No, but I do have three movies here, and I will pick, or we will pick, three comments that we like that YouTube page or on one of the videos we posted on Facebook. We will pick three.
So many options to pick from.
But Billy, you can't fucking win this time. Fuck.
Sorry, Billy.
Come back next time, and then you can win. But just to be fair, I guess.
Sorry.
What else did you watch?
That's it.
Fuck. All right, give me a minute. I watched The Rejuvenator. Have you ever heard of this one?
No.
Me neither. I came across it on the old YouTube. It's about a scientist who's working on like a rejuvenation serum, kind of reanimator-esque, but more like the fountain of youth in a syringe. This old washed-up Hollywood starlet is funding him. And she just wants it now because she's an old bitch and she wants to be a young whore and get out there and suck that young dick.
Why does she just eat some baby fetus in a soup?
Because, you know, this is 1980-something. Oh. So they weren't that advanced yet. So she just says, do the serum. Shoot me up. Come on. Do it. Do it.
This woman's played by Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wee-wee. So he shoots her up, and then she turns into the beast within. I would recommend it. It's a fun one. Like, so I could
have bubbling skin?
Mm-hmm. That's it. Yeah. Over and over again. Vinegar Syndrome, this would be the perfect movie for them to put out. It might be too good because they put out a lot of garbage. Some of their stuff's good, but this might be a little too. Oh, we have 16 more months and we'll put out another good one. But eventually, this would be a perfect movie for them. And it's good shit. It's nothing new, really, but it's just a fun VHS era horror movie with some fucking good stuff to look at and just a silly premise and shit. I enjoyed myself with it. I watched a lot of movies, a lot of drunk this week because this was the last week, crunch time before Halloween, baby. And I'm always in the shop a lot drinking my fucking face off because I use the carbs as rocket fuel to get shit done. And I'm here now saying it's on YouTube. You can go watch it for free in VHS quality and enjoy yourself. Like, take this one, Grotesque, get some buddies over, have a couple drinks, find another fucking movie on there and have fun and watch it. Or fucking, shit. I didn't watch it, but this would probably be a good week to watch Over the Garden Wall. It is Halloween themed, but for some reason I feel maybe a little more November-ish vibes for it. So maybe watch it next week, you fuck, and remember Halloween. Be like, oh yeah, I remember last week. Those were simpler times. But coming up soon, I'd highly recommend watching Over the Garden Wall. Even if you go blind buy the fucking DVD for $10, do it, you fuck. What are you doing? Nothing. So go get that shit.
Not a damn thing.
What else do I got on here? Push it. Push. I watched Scooby-Doo and the Ghoul School. That's still my fucking favorite Scooby-Doo movie. But other than that, I don't got shit. You know what else I got? I got fucking facts, baby. I got facts.
Do you now?
I do. Push it. This is the final fucking one, Joe. The final fucking one of the season. So yeah, hopefully you came up with what we're watching next week.
This first season was only 6 episodes.
And then they fired that sumbitch. And that's a fact.
All right. So I'm going to have to say, since you've been fucking touting Jonathan Frakes for like 6 weeks, that we're going to have to go one more episode and see what he does.
Push it. I'm down with that. That's on YouTube too.
If I'm as bored as I was with the fucking Brolin era, then yeah, I'll find something to move on to. But yeah, beyond belief, fact or fiction, we'll tell you after the show.
So the first one, I think it was the vault, but I can't remember.
Okay, so Tom.
What's up, Doc?
Like I said, I got home. They were watching Little Shop of Horrors.
You said, turn this off, and you smacked them all.
Well, yeah, and then, watch Fear Street. I was drinking all through that. Then I come inside, and I said, hey, you know what? I think I'll watch Beyond Belief, Fact or Fiction, get this bullshit out of the way. I put it on. This first segment's like a murder mystery shit. I fell asleep.
Oh, it's a parrot.
I wake up, and it's like, oh, shit, let me rewind it. Where was I? Oh, yeah. The cop's like looking at the dead body and talking to the Mexican maid. Okay.
I don't know.
So I get back to the spot that I was watching, and it's like, and then I fall asleep again. And it's like, ah, fuck it. I'll catch his shit later. But yeah, it's a murder mystery this time.
The parrot, he say, caw-caw.
Yeah, and
the police, he believe him.
Rich wife is going to cut the philandering husband out of her will and divorce him. So he kills her. And there's a big investigation. And the parrot starts, as the detective's leaving, the parrot starts like, oh, no, don't kill me or some shit like that. What the fuck are they going to do? Get the parrot into the fucking court,
Joe, they did. Because this one was fact.
Was it? I didn't get that far. Yeah. That's what I have it written down as parrot.
This one was called the squawking fuck.
The second one I have is called kill your kid.
And what was this one about? The dog that comes back from the dead?
Now, this is two old serial killers.
This one was awesome. And they kill the motherfucker from Tool Time and Roseanne.
Yeah. Yeah. That guy. That guy's in a lot of movies. It's like, holy shit, this guy's recognizable.
I got hit in the head and now I don't act so good.
Yeah. So.
This should have been like a Tales from the Crypt episode. This was probably the darkest segment they had the whole
season. It's fucking weird. This one was weird. Yeah, it's this old couple that has a restaurant, and they bring homeless people in and feed them poison to kill them, to put them out of their misery, kind of like the guy from Halloween 3. So there's a parallel there. But turns out that their kid, who they thought had died in Vietnam, he did.
He got hit in the head with a shovel trying to pretend he was Norman's mom. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they fucking poison him and then realize, oh, shit, that was our son.
Let me ask you a question there, Frank.
No, I've never locked a little girl in a safe.
No, that's all right, but a story like this actually happened?
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
Yeah, it did. This was fact.
See, you sounded just like Brolin there. It did.
That's acting.
Yeah. No fucking explanation. It did. Okay, thanks, Brolin, you fuck.
Next one.
I have safe on there.
It happened.
There's this a dandy is working at a
hey Joe. For our non-stereotypical listeners, what is a dandy?
He's a bit on the effete side, you know. I think he even describes himself as that in the thing.
I'm a bit of a puffer.
Yeah. works at a jewelry store and caters to the people, and they have a temp that goes in there and said, yeah, go do some work in the back. We don't see her again for a while. This other lady comes in to buy a watch. They had left the safe open, and the kid wanders in there. He closes the safe. It's like, oh, fuck. You know, we can't get the safe open. Let's call the fucking safe cracker. He can't do it, or he can, but it's going to take hours, and she's only got 1 hour left of air in there. The fucking temp comes out and says, hey, I can crack it. You know, little girl, put your hand against the fucking thing and tell me the first number that comes to your head. Now tell me right or left. And through that, she gets the combination and releases the girl. And this one is bullshit because this is an O. Henry story that you read in like fucking elementary school about the thief that had given up, but he does this fucking thing to release the little girl that's trapped in the safe. Whatever. That's fucking right. Suck.
This really happened.
Yeah, in an O. Henry story.
What's the next one?
I didn't watch any more than that.
What? The Rose Garden one's the best.
I ran out of time.
Dude, the Rose Garden one's the best. Mm. It's fucking a dude, a very old dude, and his old, very old wife. They have this Rose Garden. And fucking the old wife, fucking Jean Grey, spazzes out and says, oh, call our son. He's going to make a bad business decision. So the old guy calls son and says, hey, man, your mom's acting fucking retarded again. Whatever the fuck you're going to do, don't do it. And he's like, okay. And then they go gardening again. And she's all, oh, fuck.
Oh, shit. Tom froze.
We got fucked up there. And then she says, hey, don't feed the baby. There's glass in the baby food. And would you believe it? There's fucking glass in the baby food. Unfortunately, these flowers are making the wife very sick. So it's either get rid of the flowers or your wife dies. So he says, I love my fucking 98-year-old wife who's going to die next week. I'm going to get rid of these fucking magic flowers. So he gets rid of the magic flowers and he fucking hoes them to death. And his fucking son calls and he says, Papa, thank you for saving me. I was going to make a shitty business thing, but you saved me. Thank you. Never get rid of that rose garden. That's right. It really happened. And then we have one more round, our final round of James Brolin tells a story. And that's right. It really happened. I forgot what it was. Three of these things, like in every one, are true. And two aren't.
So he's just sitting there in the chair telling a story like he did with Abraham Lincoln?
Yeah, he is. So that happens. But since you already told us, we're going to fucking do season 2, episode 1, I need to take a fucking piss quick. And I'll be back with one of those little tequila shots.
All right. Tom is going to go and make some biz quick. In the meantime, after this show, what you can do is head on to dwnproductions.net and check out the scores. That means tens, I think, of masks that Tom has available for purchase. And, well, it's a little too late to get them for Halloween. But I'm sure you got a friend, a loved one, that that likes this kind of horror bullshit and would enjoy a mask under the tree for Christmas. That's right. We're coming up on Christmas. And you should do your Christmas shopping early this year, because this year is fucked. It's fucked. If you can do any online shopping, you better do it now. You better go to dwnproductions.net, peruse those masks, and then place your order. Don't fucking hesitate. Place your order. You ain't got the money? Hey, there's plenty of ways out there for you to make money and get that masks for your loved ones. Do it. Do it now. I mean, there's one that Tom sells, and it even comes with like a pair of pants and a shirt. You know, you have to provide him your pants, because he'll go out and get the jeans and shit for you, which that's really cool. That's above and beyond the call of duty of any mask maker. I mean, fuck, I can't remember which mask it is. It's maybe the shit sucker or something. But
the ass sucker.
Yeah. So, yeah, make sure to put your pant size on there. And
yeah, we don't sell those no more. I picked up this fucking mask and I started drowning. Like I was lifting off a snorkel, dude. All the beer just went into my fucking nose. It was all cupped in the chin. But hey, salute.
Hey, Tom.
What's up, Doc?
You like new superheroes? It used to be old superheroes?
Fuck. Yeah. Well, if I puke in this mask, it's going to be a bad time.
Okay, so yeah, Spider-Man's.
Yeah, I didn't care too much for this one, Joe.
Yeah, this one is not a fucking Spider-Man issue. This is all they're doing is fucking reintroducing the Black Widow, who most of you know from those fucking stupid-ass movies that you like so much. Reintroducing her to the Marvel Universe so she can go, I don't know, be a backup feature in Marvel Premiere or some shit like that. And really all she does is change her costume from her old-timey costume to like a fucking bodysuit.
Fuck costume.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, she's like a dominatrix whore. And she goes to test her abilities against Spider-Man's, who is sick. He's under the weather. We don't know what's going on with him. He's probably got the AIDS.
Yeah, because at the end he gives himself a fucking AIDS test.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that was some beer.
That's really all there is to this issue, is him like duking it out.
No, you know, Black Widow. Black Widow's like, I want the superpowers. Oh, I guess I can't get the superpowers.
Mm-mm. No.
Fucking bitch.
We do get some Joe Jameson Circlins and
damn it, give me fucking pictures of Spider-Man, god damn it.
Again with the fucking Captain Stacy, who's not a captain, he's retired, which that explains why he keeps on fucking around with Peter Parker. I think, honestly, I think he wants
Walmart wasn't around right then. If fucking Captain Stacy was around right now, he'd be a fucking Walmart greeter.
He could go to Home Depot and tell people, oh, this is the kind of screws you want to use for this job. And it's like,
he'd end up going all Paul Kersey, though.
Not good. Not good.
Nope. But tune in next week for a much shittier issue.
Okay, well, what issue? We're closing in on 100, right?
Soon. By the end of the year, we might. It might be a couple weeks into January, but
yeah, and that's when Spider-Man gets a new title, Marvel Team Up. Yeah.
Hey Joe, you like Liz?
Hey Tom.
What's up, Dow?
I do. So I'm gonna get another.
All right. While Joe gets another beer, I'm gonna let all you guys know that not only me, but Joe, he wants you to have the happiest fucking Halloween you could possibly have. And you know how you can have a fucking happy Halloween? Is if you head over to Fast Custom Shirts right now, fastcustomshirts.com, go to the search box, type in Boy Gob. Right there, it's going to pop up the official shirt of this podcast or streamcast or fuck video, whatever you want to call it right now. So get the official shirt of whatever this is at fastcustomshirts.com. Type in Boy Gob, buy the shirt. You'll fucking love it or you won't. But right here, I'm tapping on three DVDs that are going to be fucking given away next week. And all you got to do is fucking put a comment in any of these videos. If you're listening, just go to the YouTube page, leave a comment, and say, I'm here for the free shit. Go to the Facebook page, DWN, terrible crap, shit, fuck, on Facebook, wherever, just leave a comment, and you might get a fantastic DVD in the mail. What this list is.
Our top 10 movies that are based on a true story, however loosely based they may be. And yeah, we could say this is a beyond belief list, because if you do your research, you'll see that most of these are not really based on a true story. I mean, they are. They had their genesis in it, but a lot of these movies are just kind of bullshit. Like my honorable mentions. The Town That Dreaded Sundown. Based on a true story. Some killings that happened around Texarkana. Pretty close to Tom. So watch out, Tom. They never caught him.
You like the remake. And
that's I did. Then I have Changeling. Not the Changeling. Changeling, the Clint Eastwood, I think, directed movie with Angelina Jolie, where her kid is abducted and the cops just say, hey, here's your kid. It's like, no, this isn't my kid. Yeah, yeah, this is your kid. Here's your kid. No, this isn't my fuck. No, this is your kid. Good fucking movie. And it is a horror movie, but it wasn't. It was like promoted as a courtroom drama or something, so nobody watched it, but it's really fucking good. Then I have Walking Tall. Take your pick if you want the one from the 70s or one with The Rock.
The Rock is cooking.
They're both good. They're both based on the Buford Pussard, whatever name that dude had. Then I have Child's Play. Old Chucky was based
on
True Life Robert doll.
Robert.
Yeah, true story. True story. Then my number one honorable mention is fucking Dangerous Minds. Because, man, what a piece of shit this movie is. But it cracks me the fuck up. It's just so fucking dumb. This white lady fucking telling the kids in the fucking hood, oh, this is how you can be successful. Let's fucking do some poetry. Whatever.
Minute after minute, hour after hour. What? Ravenous! They fucking ate people.
Like the Donner Party.
The Farewell! They fucking said bye to people.
It did. Those Asians do that a lot.
Fighting with my family. They fucking fought with people.
They did. And she met The Rock.
Detroit. They fucking suffered with people.
That's the kid that plays Darth Vader, right?
He was in Attack the Block.
Okay.
Stand with Moses, you fuck. What? Unplanned! They had abortions, and then the guy that sold the pillow knocked the abortion facility sign down and went, ha ha! Yes! Buy my pillow. And those were my honorable mentions.
Number 10. A Pain and Gain. Yeah. So The Rock once again makes this list. God damn, he's all over this list for true stories and shit. Good movie, Pain and Gain. It's probably the best thing that that fucking director has ever done. The guy that blows shit up all the time. Michael Bay. Good fucking movie.
Hello, Joe. I'm Domino Harvey, and I bust in trailers with Mickey Rourke and shoot people and shit. I'm a lady dog the bounty hunter, eh?
I like playing dominoes, you know, but the movie not so much.
I remember thinking this movie was awesome, but that was also because this movie came out right after Sin City. So I was like, oh, shit, Mickey Rourke's in this movie. I got to check it out.
So you became a Mickey Rourke fan after Sin City?
No, I went back and saw Harley Davidson in the Marlboro Man and pretended like I liked it since it came out. This is one that I got in my in the old DVD shelf that I don't want to go back and watch because I'm sure it sucks.
I think I have a copy, too, that I should get rid of for like a dollar. Certainly can't sell it for more than that. I'll just, you know, take it to a horror thing from the guy that did Donnie Darko.
I'll pay you to take it. Number 9.
FDR, American Badass. We did have a president named FDR. And World War II did happen. Despite what a lot of white people say, this did happen.
Hey, Joe. Fucking pigs ate them. I tried to only do one to a series. I just all these chainsaw movies, even though they all suck for the most part. But I got Hannibal. His fucking pigs ate him. And that one guy who lays up in the bed looks like a nutsack.
He does. He was featured in our top 10
people who took poppers in movies.
Appliances, which I was doing like the fucking refrigerator massacre. I didn't know what you were talking about.
Number 8.
At number 8, I have The Conjuring. This shit really happened, Tom.
Bitches, you for real?
Those fucking Warrens, they really did all this shit. They were some ghost-busting motherfuckers.
You're talking about like Nate Dogg and Warren G?
Yeah.
They had to rejuvenate, you
they
know.
They had to rejuvenate, yeah. He's stealing my shoes.
Hey, Joe, you ever have a baby?
Not, you know, I didn't give birth to a baby, but yeah, I've, you know, had a baby.
Was that baby named Mongol?
No.
Well, Precious's baby was, that fat bitch.
Oh, fuck, I forgot that one.
Well, you know, I forgot Dusk Till Dawn last week, so in the heat of the moment, I had to shuffle shit around. Like, oh, well, this guy was in the same movies. Shout out to you, Robin Shu. Fucking Mongol, some bitch. Hey, he was a Mongol and a Mowgli.
I was.
So good for him. What are we on here now? Number 7.
Tanya. Yep, this is about that skating bitch that had that other bitch beat up. Good movie, man. This is really good. The lady that plays her mom's awesome. The one chick that
plays... I should think of her, Allison Jenny.
Yeah, Allison Jenny.
Yeah, she's a good actress for sure.
She's amazing in this movie. And so is whoever plays Tanya, man. It's a really good movie. Margot Robbie, yes.
In the fucking real dumb retarded
guy. Wait, Robay. It's Margot Robay.
Robay! Killer doll, bitch. She was in Bride of Robert.
Yeah, I really liked this movie.
That's good. It wouldn't make my list, but it was good.
Mm-hmm.
Robot Jocks.
No.
What are we on?
Yeah, because Dutch used to watch that stupid fucking shit on TV.
With Chris Jericho.
What?
No, I have Bloodsport.
They put an axe on that fucking thing so it can hit the other car.
And it just makes it jump up like half an inch.
Yeah, and it just flips over because the thing swung too hard. You guys are scientists?
No, we're not.
We work for the pharmaceutical company.
Well, whatever I said, that was it. You remember what it was? I can't remember.
No, well, you said robot chucks at first.
Bloodsport.
All right.
Because that guy said it was true, but it wasn't.
Frank Dux.
Yeah. Fucking Jimmy Goose.
Mm-hmm.
Geese. Sorry. Jimmy Geese. Number next one.
Henry. Portrait of a Serial Killer. Now, this movie, if you like research the facts about this guy, a lot of this shit didn't happen, but it's a good movie. It's fucking mean. It's a fucking mean movie. It's like, God damn, this isn't fun, but it's a powerful flick. Even though that's not true.
My powerful. All this beer, every time I take a sip, half of it just drips out of the fucking mask, dude. This hoodie is just a towel now. Just soaked in spitting beer. I have Black Klansman, the Spike Lee joint, starring Kylo Ren.
One of your favorite actors.
One of my... Hey, I just seen somebody post. I can't see what it says. But I think it says Chris Leferbe. So I'm just going to say right again. I got 3 DVDs here. And all you got to do to win one of them is make a comment on one of these videos wherever it's posted. If it's either here on Facebook or on YouTube.
And Chris Lefebvre, you should be honored because Tom never acknowledges the comments.
I didn't. It's just that thing was so stagnant for so long. Something just popped up. It jolted me. Like, what?
Well, because the people know you don't acknowledge.
Look, it popped up again.
Why are they going to keep commenting if you don't fucking acknowledge them?
Well, I mean, that's not fair to the audio listeners only. And this, we didn't start out being some shit that fucking, you know, reads comments and all that shit. Like, that would derail, like, our hangout, whatever the fuck we do.
I'll be right back. I need to get a charger. This computer
for is your neck.
Charge, motherfucker.
Why don't you just hook it up to your neck, you fuck? All right. While Joe fucks around and finds out. How about you head on over to boygob.com because there are past episodes. I am almost certain if you go to boygob.com, that's boygob.com, you can listen to past episodes of the Halloween Spooktacular. Now, this is the first time we did the visual one. And I am surprised Joe dressed up as Blackenstein. I thought he was just going to pop on the mummy mask or something. But no, he fucking put on his Blackenstein makeup, and I got a fucking pop out of it. But he's back now, Blackenstein and the African-American Stein in the house. So, Joe, fuck. Number six?
Five.
Number five. Don LaFontaine.
I have blood sport.
Fuck. All right. We already got the blood sport, but let me ask you a question I didn't ask you before. When we get into the Frakes years, do you think at the end, here's our bet right now. Do you think at the end of that episode it's going to say Don LaFontaine? Or do you think fucking Captain Riker, whatever the fuck his name is, like, no. That's bullshit.
I think they would have gotten rid of Don LaFontaine by that point, you know? Okay. Yeah. It's like they got this fucking major guy from Star Trek. That's their money right there, you know? They're probably like, if we get rid of Don LaFontaine, we could probably like have a set, you know? probably can't afford these lights anymore, but we can maybe like.
I'm going to let you know it's the same shit. But just with Jonathan Frakes, but somehow he fucking. God damn, it's the best show I ever watched. I don't know what it is, but it's like nobody remembers fucking James Brolin on this shit. Everybody just, Riker! You'll see. If fucking we get to next week and it's like, no, I'm done with this. We at least got to watch the fucking segment where the girl gets knocked up by an octopus and the segment where the guy gets murdered by the Congo animatronic gorillas. And then we can move on to whatever the fuck you want.
You and your fucking Rainforest Cafe.
Monkey love.
Oh, okay. So Bloodsport at number five. Because this Frank Dux guy said it's true, even though it's not.
I know you're a Kevin Smithite, so I'm just going to say Clerks.
All right.
That's all I got. Number four.
Number four, I got a movie that's true and dear to your people. Goodfellas, based on a true story. Bada bing.
I've got Psycho 3. No, what? I wrote Psycho 4, but that sucks. I meant Psycho 3. Talked about that last week.
We did.
It's good shit.
We did.
It's inspired by Ed Vigeen.
Ed Vigeen, like a lot of these other fucking movies were.
But we'll get to that. Number three.
Number three. Ed Wood.
Fuck, Eddie Boner.
The biopic about Ed Wood also has a lot to do with Bela Lugosi, but the thing is, Bela Lugosi was married, like happily married, like throughout his fucking life. So this movie's bullshit, but it's based on the true story.
He wasn't so happily married if he died from an opium dependency.
Hey, fucking some people just like to do drugs. You know that. They're sad. They just mean it means like, hey, fucking, I like drugs.
Yeah, but I'm sad. I have
your The Exorcist. based on the Ed Gein possession.
A fucking shark ate him. Number two.
And number two, I have, and this movie declares right at the beginning that this is a fucking true story. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, based on the Ed Gein fucking murders. I don't know that Ed Gein had a family that was all fucked up, or that I don't know. I don't know. But the Texas Chainsaw Massacre is a good movie. It's really fucking good. I think it's still very powerful. If you show it to somebody that's never seen it before, I think they would be uncomfortable. Maybe they, you know what? Fuck them if they're not. No, seriously, fuck them. You know, just fuck them. Just, you know, rip their clothes off. Fuck them. You know, that's what they should, you should do if they don't like that movie. You know, now, with that said, I'm not encouraging you to rape anybody. This is just, you know, the show, as we say all the time, this is done for comedy. This is done for kicks. We're not like Judas Priest encouraging people to commit suicide or anything. So shit
keeps going up my fucking nose.
Tom just has those drugs keep going up his nose.
I should have got a straw. I can't see, god damn it. What are we on?
I just did number two.
So did I, and that's Cannibal, the musical. Based upon the Ed Gein story of the ravenous fucks in the mountain woods. It's all I'm asking for. It's all I'm asking for. Number one is all I'm asking for.
My number one is Boogie Nights. A movie about the porn industry and about some murders that took place. Really, it was just a drug deal went bad. But this is a fucking great movie. Probably one of the greatest movies ever made. You should watch it if you haven't. Is it streaming anywhere? I don't fucking know. I own a copy. But you can download anything. Like if you're going to watch Jacko, don't fucking buy it. Don't fucking buy it. Download it.
And speaking of the best movie ever made, I have the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Based on the Ed Gein.
Lick my plate, dog dick. Because next week, we're going to do our top 10 movies with weddings. Because I forgot to write anything down, and that's what's on my mind.
And yeah, look for this to premiere on Sunday.
No! We might do it Monday. It'll probably be Tuesday, though.
Okay, top 10 movies with weddings.
I'd like to do it Monday because Tuesday will be Lori and I's last day off. So I could probably get one more good drunk in. So, well, I'll let you know.
We'll see. I may be at the. I may be drunk anyway, so I may get home and record because I'll have a long day at the shop that day.
Won't we all? But mm-hmm. Not me until Wednesday or Tuesday. I know, I forget when I'm going back in. I told myself I wasn't going to be in the shop, but I'm still in the fucking shop.
I like the way you lie to yourself, buddy.
But I did turn down a job. They said we need something rushed, and it would have been a fucking awesome thing to get done.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to get shit done for the fucking wedding. So I get shit done for the wedding. Like, what was set for that day? I was like, no, I got all this extra time, which isn't extra time at all. It's like an hour. But I'm still like, what could I do? What could I just focus on the wedding? Very stressful time, but we'll get everything done. And I think people will have a fun time. But my big thing is I hope we don't run out of alcohol. But I am going to go back out tomorrow and buy a few more.
So how far away is it from the hotel from the venue?
Maybe less than 5 minutes.
All right, so I'll walk. Okay.
No. Maybe get an Uber. We might.
Yeah, no, I'm fucking around. I'll probably Uber.
Okay, I'd say Uber with us, but we're getting like one of those because we're having a grand exit. Because the thing that we got, the wedding's like set up step by step by step by step.
Good show, step by step.
Day by day by day. But I don't know who else is staying. I think it's just you, me, and that's it, who's staying at the whole. I mean, besides Lori, obviously, but besides guests, I think that's all who's staying there. So I think we'll be able to hang out that night for sure. I mean, after the wedding, it'll probably be time to eat dinner since it's still early enough. So I figure we can go out to eat dinner after that and then figure out what to do.
Well, like I said, Saturday after the event, like I'm not going to the after concert thing or whatever. So I don't know what you guys are doing that night. So, but we'll figure that out.
Yeah, no, we have the rehearsal or whatever. And then we're going out to eat after that. And then we'll be at the hotel. But whenever you get there, I mean, we'll be all right to do shit, man.
Okay, cool.
For sure.
Yeah, since hey, it's not going until 2, fuck it.
You motherfuckers, I hope you all have a fucking happy Halloween. Remember, Joe and I got 3 fucking DVDs here we're trying to give away. And all you got to do is comment on any one of these videos. Even if you're listening to the fucking audio feed at boygob.com, you can go to any of the Facebook pages that have this or the YouTube page, Fancy Dan. Do any fucking comment.
Any comment. Just get on there and do it. And I'll tell you what. You know what? If you need a fucking fast, cheap costume, you know, there's no excuse not to dress up on Halloween. These bolts, this is fucking duct tape. You know, just roll it over, bend it over, stick it on your neck.
Luckily, the camera's shitty enough that you didn't even know that.
Yeah, it's there. Fucking great. It's great.
Yeah, fucking great.
10 minutes this took. I don't want to see any one of you motherfuckers just dressed like your dumb fucking boring ass self on Halloween. Yeah. Get dressed. Have fun.
Get fucked.
Have a happy fucking Halloween. It's a good time. It's my favorite holiday. Enjoy it, man.
Because you might be dead next Halloween.
You probably will. I'm hoping I will.
Me too. I don't want to see you again for a fucking ever.
I'm done.
Seriously, head on over to dwnproductions.net and fuck Joe's life. And then head on over to Fast Custom Shirts where Juan will be filling all your orders.
Yeah.
See, if I had a Juan, I'd be fucking thanking him every week, but you don't. Why is that?
I thank him.
Yeah, but you personally, should let the people know.
Every week. But, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have a Corpus shop without him.
I mean, I'd say you wouldn't have shit without him.
I don't know about that, but he is an integral part of the business. And, you know, like, I don't give a fuck if I die, but fuck, I don't want anything to happen to him.
Before we get out of here, you got a couple go-to things you watch on Halloween?
Me? No. You know what? You know what I do? Okay. Now that I got Disney Channel, whatever, and we don't pay for that. And I encourage any of y'all, don't pay for anything. Find somebody that does. Have them give you your code or whatever. They have Lonesome Ghosts on there, which is a Disney thing with Goofy, Donald, and Mickey, and they're ghost hunters. They're original fucking Ghostbusters. That was like one of my favorite cartoons as a kid because I had it on this little ViewMaster thing that you would fucking turn the deal and you'd watch the cartoon. So I've got fond memories and I think it's still a great cartoon. So I'm going to watch that.
Well, if you like Halloween cartoons, Joe, come to the wedding because I got 5 hours of Halloween cartoons that can be playing on mute in the background.
Hey, you took a little cue from my fucking wedding. Nice.
No, I mean, I'm playing shit people will actually like. And they were just like, hey, you know, you can put up pictures and stuff. And I was like, was that play movies or what, bitch?
Yeah, no, that's what like this one dude came up. Hey, what movie is that? What's that? Dr. Colin Hardy?
Remake.
Yeah. So, yeah, I had silent movies playing at my wedding. You don't remember because you were like.
No, I remember you had.
No, you were playing basketball because you were in your.
Yes, hey, Tom, you know how to hook things up. Can you help me get this movie to play? And then what did I do? I stumbled over there drunk as fuck and got that movie to play.
Hey, thanks, Tom.
Hey, no worries. And Halloween Tree, Over the Garden Wall, and Halloween 3. Those would be my recommendations for the Halloween season.
The Ray Bradbury story, Halloween.
Bradbury.
Awesome. Yeah.
So, everybody, have a fucking happy Halloween.
Do it. Just fucking do it.
Could be your last one, you fuck. So, happy Halloween. DWNProductions.net, FastCustomShirts.com, BoyGob.com, and
BoyGob!